Steve!
Oh, howdy, how, big guy.
What are you doing up here?
Why, getting ready for the holiday season, of course. Every Christmas, I design a visual Yuletide spectacular on the rooftop of my house. And this year, since I'm living with you, I want to design the Winslow roof.
Well, forget it. Now get down.
Oh, but Carol, I do it every year. It's a tradition.
Well, this year, it's a memory.
But why?
Because it'll triple my electric bill.
Are you putting a price limit on Christmas?
Well, yeah, I did it with your gift. Why stop there?
Oh, but Carl, at least plug me in so we can see if my lights work.
Don't bother me.
Carl? Looking for this? Look what you did.
On the newspaper page, and love and traditions of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is the tower of dreams, real love bursting out.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Hey, baby, Laura, let's get started on the tree. It's not going to decorate itself.
Oh, I can't. I got to go meet Max at the mall.
Is it important?
Oh, yeah, she got a job selling cosmetics, so she wants me to stand next to her counter and tell people I'm 40.
Oh, well, I guess we can decorate the tree tomorrow.
Oh, David's taking me ice skating.
Skating? But it's freezing outside.
That's the whole idea, Mom. Cold makes the water hard. Otherwise, it's called swimming.
Cute. Honey, don't you want to help me decorate the tree?
Oh, sure, Mom. I'm just busy, that's all. But don't worry, I won't mind if you do it without me. Bye.
Bye. Deck the halls with balls of holly.
Three kings.
Aw, man.
What you got, Slick?
A flush. I beat your butt. I'm the man.
I'm the man. Well, you are hot tonight, Zuhair. What are you going to do with all those winnings?
I'm going to buy a dancing snowman to complete my whimsical, fantastical winter wonderland display.
Hey, that's doing pretty good there, isn't it?
And you'll never guess what I'm going to call my snowman.
Frosty.
Who told you?
You know, I remember your roof display from last year, Zui. It was pretty good. Not as good as mine. But it was all right for a beginner.
Mm. Well, I don't like to brag, but my roof display blew both of yours away. My decorations were almost as good as Steve Urkel's.
Now you know you are tripping.
Yeah, man. Nobody's decorations are as good as Urkel's.
I think mine were.
Fellas, can we get back to polka, please? I've heard enough about Christmas decorations.
Well, no surprise there. After all, your nativity scene last year was a joke!
Yeah, two wise men standing around a G.I. Joe in a shoebox.
Hey, somebody stole my Jesus, okay?
Okay. Calm down yourself.
Besides, I decorate the inside of my house for my family, not the outside for you yahoos.
So, obviously, you're not going to enter the contest.
What contest?
Channel 6 is sponsoring a Christmas decorating contest.
Yeah, a committee goes all over town and judges the best decorated rooftop.
Huh. Big deal.
The winner gets $5,000.
Did you say $5,000?
If you could get Steve Urkel to decorate your rooftop, you'd be a shoo-in for first prize.
No kidding.
No way. I heard that Urkel thinks that contest cheapens the true meaning of Christmas.
$5,000, huh? Yes, that's W-I-N-S-L-O-W. Winslow. Oh, good. Listen, what time will the judges be here Christmas Eve? 8 o'clock. Okay, great. Merry Christmas. Ah, I'm in the money. Come on, my honey. I got the money. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing, ting, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Well, who put the mistletoe in your boxers?
Steve, you are looking at a changed man.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I have finally decided to let you decorate my roof for Christmas.
Ow! Ow! Be still, my Uncle Hart. What made you change your mind?
Well, I just realized that, well, how rewarding decorating your roof can be.
Oh, huh. Why, you're the most loving, caring, unselfish man I've ever known.
Oh, look who's under the mistletoe.
Lay one on me, sugar.
Oh, look at you, Eddie. How come you're all decked out?
Well, Grandma, my fraternity is having a Christmas party for underprivileged girls.
Underprivileged?
Yeah, that's right. They haven't met me yet.
Go get them, Eddie.
Hey, Grandma, when are you going to make your famous gingerbread cookies?
I have to wait till your father leaves the house. He eats them faster than I can bake them.
Bye, Grandma.
Bye, sugar.
Hey, Eddie, wait. We're supposed to decorate the Christmas tree tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom, but I'm going to a party.
Oh.
But you go ahead without me. You and Dad did such a great job on the rest of the house.
But we saved the Christmas tree for the family to decorate together.
I know, Mom, but I'm getting a little old for that stuff now. Love you.
Harry, are you okay?
You know, Mother Winslow, every Christmas since Eddie and Laura were little, we've always decorated the tree together. Now, all of a sudden, they're too busy.
Honey, they're growing up. They've got lives of their own.
Oh, I know that. It's just that there's certain traditions, especially around the holidays, I still enjoy sharing with my children. And as the years go by, those things become more and more precious to me. I just wish my kids felt the same way.
Well, we're done. Let her rip.
I think Santa and his elf had too much coffee.
Just getting down. on with their bad self.
You know, Steve, this is really, really a beautiful Christmas display. The best I've ever seen. What's the matter?
I think I got a faulty elf.
And something is wrong with Santa. Can you fix it?
Well, I might not have to. Sometimes these things have a way of working themselves out.
Steve, the display is ruined.
Well, no, it isn't. Even without the Santa, it still looks nice.
Nice isn't good enough. Nice won't gladden people's hearts. Nice won't put the twinkle in little children's eyes. And most important, nice will not be the best in the neighborhood.
Oh, Carol, it doesn't have to be the best. All that matters is that we've been our best.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Now, come on. We're going to go find ourselves a new Santa and a new elf. What are you smiling at?
But Carol, it's 6:15 on Christmas Eve. All the stores are closed.
You want to hang with me? Get in the spirit.
He didn't mean that.
Ooh, this is for me. Yes, yes. Rollerblades.
Grandma, nosing through your gifts?
Of course not. I like to be surprised.
What did your father get me?
Nice try, Grandma.
Listen, I looked all over the kitchen, but I didn't see any of your cookies.
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve, and we've been waiting 364 days for those babies.
Well, I decided not to make any cookies this year.
Well, why not? It's a tradition.
Yeah, it's just not Christmas without your gingerbread men.
Mm-hmm. Well, I figured you both were too old for silly traditions like Christmas cookies.
Where would you get a crazy idea like that from?
From your mother.
Mom?
She asked you both to help her trim the tree. Evidently, you were too busy.
Grandma, it's not like the tree didn't get decorated. Mom did a great job.
That's exactly what it was, a job. She had to do it alone. But had she decorated that tree with you, Laura, and you, Eddie, you know what that would be?
What?
Christmas.
So, how do I look?
Oh, perfect. Why, the hat looks great. The beard. Except I think you went a little overboard on the stuffing.
I didn't use any stuffing.
Did I mention the hat looks great?
Come on. It's almost 8 o'clock. Haul your elfin butt up here.
What's the rush?
Oh, I don't want to disappoint all the neighborhood children. Okay. All right. Feet. Watch the feet.
Okay.
All right. Get on your side.
Okay.
Well, all right. Sit. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. The neighborhood look beautiful?
They don't stand a chance.
Of what?
Of making people happy. Hey, you know, my arm is getting tired.
Mine too. Okay, quick switch. Looks like that tawdry contest committee from Channel 6 is judging Zoo Hare's house.
Committee?
Yeah, for a decorating contest. Can you believe that? Some people actually decorate their roofs solely for monetary gain.
No.
Yeah. Why is that committee coming over here?
Quick, keep waving. Keep waving.
Well, Carl, did you interrupt in that contest?
Mida.
Oh! How could you? And you said you were doing this for me.
What?
Wow.
What's the matter?
This roof may not be strong enough to hold the combined weight of this sleigh, an elf, and a more portly than anticipated Santa.
Are we gonna fall through?
What we did.
Well, Eddie and I finally got the bed back upstairs.
That's nice.
Later on, I'm going to put a tarp over this hole so the snow won't fall through.
Yeah, good idea.
You're upset, aren't you, Steve?
Of course I am. You besmirched Christmas. You tried to deck your halls with wads of dollars.
Well, Steve,
And it's bad enough that your motive was greed. But what's far worse is that you lied to me.
Well, not really.
You told me you cared about Christmas and little kids. And making people happy. But you didn't care about any of those things. All you wanted was money.
Oh, Steve.
Don't touch me, you greedy little Grinch. You know, I may be clumsy. And I may be annoying. But I'm a straight shooter. And I don't lie to people, Carl.
No, you don't. And I shouldn't either.
Yes, Carl. And especially on Christmas. Why, now's the time to celebrate friendship. Not take advantage of it.
You're right, Steve. And I'm sorry.
You are?
Yep. And look, I know it's going to be a long time before you forgive me, but I'm hoping you'll dig way down deep in your
heart. I forgive you, big guy. So will you give me your word of honor that you'll never lie to me again?
No.
See? You're being honest already.
Oh, honey, thank you so much. I love it. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, Dad.
I heard you and Laura undecorated the tree last night.
That's right.
Well, what Sam Hill did you do that for?
So we could redecorate it with Mom.
Like you do every year.
Now, oh, that's nice.
Very nice. I'm so proud of my kids. Fresh hot cookies, everybody.
Delicious.
Thanks, Grandma. I knew you would come through.
I'll set them over here by the fireplace.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.